Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Thursday, April 22nd, 2021. 17 and a half minutes past the hour. Don't forget, On the Air with Glenn Coble today from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, and Swap Shop 12:15 until 1 p.m. Now, we had a great conversation with one of our listeners last hour about, again, downtown Marion and events in Marion. I really don't know if we've ever talked about that. Do you think the events that go on in Marion really fit the society in Marion? Because areas have different societies. There's clearly no doubt about that. There's a certain group of things that will work in Cleveland, Ohio, that would have no chance of working in Cincinnati, Ohio, and certain things that work in Cincinnati, Ohio, that would never work in Cleveland, Ohio. Or as they say in Cincinnati, Cincinnata. Now, I just think sometimes we miss the mark on what is popular in certain areas. What do you think? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. And by the way, if there's ever an event going on in downtown Marion, or anybody knows anything about the parking in downtown Marion, or possibly thought that Main Street will go down to two lane and we will have more diagonal parking, you know, let us know. We'd be interested to hear those thoughts here on the air. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. I used to have a lot of fun at the charity balls, but, you know, I was always given a ticket by somebody who had bought a table, and it usually was a business owner, and a lot of people went to the charity balls in that fashion. That's kind of how a lot of people got there. But that's the conversation this morning. And I don't even remember how we got on that conversation. Oh, it was because of the trash truck here, the sanitation truck this morning on South Prospect Street, as well as pickup truck with the lawnmowers in the back, kind of making it a tight squeeze this morning on South Prospect Street. All right. Well, give us a buzz if you have any thoughts on any of this. It's interesting. What would you like to see more of in Marion? We've talked about restaurants before, but as far as events, what do you think? I'd be interested to know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I would love to hear. Okay. You know, I wrote down something this morning, and now that I look back at it, I have no idea what I was writing or what I was trying to trigger in my mind. You know, this is where you get some mornings. Okay, we talked about the traffic. You know, I don't know why I had area rug written down here. Who knows? You know, I think the sound is pretty good on the station right now, so I'm not even... an area rug might be nice. Maybe we'll work on that at some particular point here at this station. But I think we're sounding pretty good, and I think the callers are sounding pretty good, and that's really what you want in a sound. All right, any thoughts on downtown Marion or the mall or anything else of that nature? Give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. We certainly can talk about it. We got through the traffic here. Okay, well, we're going to take this call, then maybe we'll come back to something else. Go ahead, caller.
You know, I try to go a day without calling, Scott, but you sounded lonely, so I thought I would oblige today.
We'll go right ahead.
We have at least two or three little breweries or microbreweries or little beer bars, I believe, and that's nice because that's a trendy item, and it brings people from out of town. Hopefully people aren't drinking and driving, so it's good for Ubers and other kinds of public transportation. Could we have some kind of a beer garden festival or just celebrate? People don't even know we have these. I mean, I drive through downtown and I see these unique little businesses I didn't even know exist, and I'm sure people that have lived here all their life aren't aware that they are growing. And it's a trendy item, and it brings people from here and other places. And you know, the parking in downtown Marion is pretty good. I know that slanted parking is kind of weird. It throws me, but can't beat the price, you know, versus going to Columbus or Dayton or one of those places. So some kind of a beer garden festival. I mean, they have those in the larger cities. Let people know we have these businesses. Bring people downtown. We can have food trucks and street vendors. I see that as a possibility. To me, it's a no-brainer to me, and it's a perfect event for this time of the year. And any thoughts on that, or is there something like that in the plans, or am I completely out in left field? What's your opinion?
Well, you know what? I see a lot of street vendors since this pandemic thing has been going on. A matter of fact, every Friday night, I see two street vendors at least in downtown Marion, and I've also seen them parked out on Route 95. So I think that they must be doing well, or they wouldn't be there every Friday night. But I don't know if that's going to revitalize, but it's I don't know whose idea it is, but you know, people do come to them, which is good.
We do have at least a couple microbreweries or little beer bars, I believe. I know there's one right downtown. Some kind of a beer garden festival and something that could be family friendly, also an area for the kids, and maybe set up a way that there's a shuttle bus just to prevent people from drinking and driving. That's always an issue with an alcohol based event, but I kind of like that idea. And you know, people don't know what's in there, and again, the designated driver. Can't be. I know the parking can be a little weird. The one-way streets are a little crazy. I'm still trying to get used to them, but you can't beat the price of parking. Are there any parking meters at all in Marion, Scott? You would know. I'm sure there are somewhere. It seems like everywhere you park in Marion, there are some restrictions, but I've never seen a meter. And is this the biggest city in Ohio without parking meters, or are there meters somewhere? Am I missing something?
Well, you know, I have not seen a parking meter for a long time. I do think. Now, I might be wrong about this, but I do think there are areas where you have to pay to park, but I don't remember seeing any parking meters for a long time.
Yeah, but you would probably agree. I think even Delaware has meters. I mean, Delaware is almost as big as Marion, the way it's grown. But certainly, I mean, Mansfield and I would think even Mount Vernon, some of these cities about the same size as Marion are a little smaller. They have meters or stricter parking restrictions. And you know, Marion's got 35,000 plus people, plus all the surrounding unincorporated area. And it's just nice not to see any parking meters. I'm just kind of shocked that I look at the signs and, okay, just park here for 2 hours, just park in the mark lines. Or if it's after hours, you can kind of park through part of the evening and early morning. And that will bring people here. Just think how parking has seriously affected the Short North in Columbus. I mean, I know you've been up there. It's been an area of controversy, and they're aggressive with ticketing people also, and the tickets aren't $10 anymore. Yeah, not to mention all the construction and the difficulty of getting around. It makes us thankful all we have here are the one-way streets. It could be in the bigger cities, it's much worse. So I see that as a possibility. There are, Scott, at least a couple microbreweries or beer bar type places in Marion. I know there's at least one downtown, and I'd like to see that kind of be promoted, as I said, along with the food trucks and street vendors. There's so much possibility there, especially this time of the year is the best time to have it. We have a lot of daylight. It's not, well, of course, not yesterday, but it's not too hot. It's not too cold. So that's my idea. I don't claim to be a good urban planner or festival organizer, but that kind of strikes my fancy as I drive around town and look at possibilities and you talk about it.
Well, it's an interesting thought. I don't know, I don't think getting on the air and talking about what could happen or what hasn't happened is, do you take that as a negative when somebody points out that something may not be working or that a change might be for the positive?
I think you're right in that it's regionalism. What works in Cincinnati may not work in Cleveland, may not work in Marion. There are similarities. Cincinnati, because I know the area pretty well, it's interesting because of its location and its culture. I mean, it's a very German-influenced culture, as all of Ohio is, except for the northeastern part around Cleveland or around Pittsburgh. But it's kind of a, to me, it's a, see if you agree, kind of a three-way cross between Northeast, South, and Midwest. And it has all those influences. And as you go further down in Kentucky, it just seems more Southern or more Appalachian. It's like with Pittsburgh. It's kind of like half Appalachian, half Northeastern. And it just makes a good mix of culture. There's more of an Eastern European influence in the Cleveland area and also near Pittsburgh. But with Marion, I think it's more diverse than people think. And many different kinds of events would work. And maybe we should take some. We can't take all the ideas from Cincinnati or Cleveland. We just aren't big enough. But that's kind of why the microbrewery thing comes to mind, because that's a trendy type of business right now. And Columbus has so many of them, and maybe we're a bit saturated. And microbreweries are going out into the suburbs, into the outlying cities. And it's a positive thing. And again, we can use it. To me, it's an opportunity to encourage people not to drink and drive. That you can go to an alcohol-based event. You can get up. If you can walk, great. From the station, we could walk. We could walk downtown. But if you live a little further out, there's Uber and Lyft in Marion, designated drivers, etc. There's ways to get there and not drink and drive, and still help the tax base, help a local business discover things you didn't know existed in Marion, and maybe try out some more unusual food if we have street vendors and food trucks. So that's kind of my idea, and with the layout of downtown, I think it might work, but it's not my area of expertise, but that would be an event I would likely go to, and again, I would just probably just park at the station and walk half a mile downtown and be there, and it'd be a lot of fun. I mean, the station could probably have a booth there, so we can promote the station as well as other businesses from promoting themselves, so I see that as a pretty good possibility.
Well, it's possible. I just, I think that there is a group of people in Marion, a great swath of the citizenry, that feels, I don't know if they feel excluded, but you know, I think they feel like this is not my type of event. You know, it's even recognized in a lot of our restaurants. You know, there are a lot of restaurants where if you look at the menu, a family of four, if you had two or three kids, there's no way you could afford to eat there on a regular basis.
Yeah, we have a good diversity, but in general, the fancier places, they're less than they would be in Columbus or Dayton or Cincinnati. Not to mention the parking. I mean, I always find a place to park for free or park at a meter for a dollar or two, not one of these $8 lots if I'm in a big city. But you save on that also. And, it's okay to treat yourself. Just do it in a responsible way, because there are so many good options. And we have the mall area, we have downtown, and we have the Far East Side, the Meyer Walmart, OSU area. As you mentioned, the OSU area is picking up and bringing younger people, bringing students. Hopefully they'll listen to the station, as our, I think our demographic is broader than people think it is.
Well, I just
and
think
that,
the...
And people will call him, Nate's got a lot of younger people calling the show. That was quite intrigued. He's probably got the most diverse listenership, I think, of any show. People will call that show age 6 to 106. And I think we need more of that. And I know Nate's certainly been helpful with that. And with more students, you said, in the dorms, that there's our opportunity. And that's certainly a positive addition to Marion, too, as we want things that are going to help the city put it on the map and make people proud to live here and to visit here.
Well, I think the annex is just something. I have been completely impressed with this annex, which is what they call the dorms out on Route 95, and I think that when I see all those kids on warm days walking across the street, and I see them walking over to restaurants, and I see them walking over to businesses, I'm highly impressed. And you know what? There is this idea, what is the motivation for people to see the mall, succeed? I mean, it's still open. They don't want it to close down, clearly. What is the motivation for it to succeed, and what is the motivation for downtown Marion to succeed? Is it something positive? If it's something positive, then I think it will succeed. Because 95 succeeds not only because it's near the off-ramp, it succeeds because it's got a lot of places that are affordable for people. It's got a lot of places that people want to go into, and it's positive in nature. So what's the motivation in downtown and the mall? If it's a good motivation, it'll work.
Dumb question about OSU Marion, Scott. I was looking at their website. It says OSU Marion does not offer on-campus living. So this housing, it's officially off-campus. I'm sorry.
It's across the street.
You really should know that, but you would know because you live around there. And you.
I don't think it's controlled by the university, but it's across the street. I think it's privately.
Okay, so it's off-campus housing. That is, the landlord is not OSU. But it's designed, I mean, I guess you don't technically have to be a student to live there, but it's designed for students.
It's for students.
Right, but it's not, you're saying dormitory, so it's not technically a dorm because it's not controlled or owned by OSU, but it's kind of a partnership of sorts where these dwellings are designed for students.
Well, I don't think you can live there if you don't, are not a student.
So it's kind of like a non-OSU affiliated dorm, so it's kind of a hybrid.
Yeah, it's called the annex.
When I went to college in a city about a third the size of Marion, and there were two universities, a town of 11,000 people, universities 4,000 students each. So the student population is close to the town population, and so you don't have to be a student to live at one of the apartments that's near the college. And of course, each college had their own dormitories also, and locations around the town. So this, I guess, is a little different. Maybe the logistics, I guess, have changed a bit, where they have this housing which isn't controlled directly or officially by the university. It's a private landlord management company, but it's rented only to students. Where when I went to school in Potsdam, New York, I mean, anybody could live in a, as far as I know, live in housing that normally would be for students, people, which might include people working at the colleges. Obviously, the colleges were probably the biggest employer. So someone, for example, who works at Meijer would not be able to live there, even though it's convenient. It's designed for the students, which is just kind of interesting. I'm thinking Columbus, we have the towers and all this humongous student housing controlled by OSU, and this, I think it's a good idea, though, and it's probably also a lot less money because dormitories are notoriously expensive. So I think it's actually a really good idea if that's the way that it is. I wasn't even sure. I don't know as much about OSU Marion as I should. I need to learn more about it.
Well, all I know, I was talking to a girl yesterday who lives at this annex, who goes to school here, and she is not from here. I think she's from the Findlay area. Now, this is a person who now lives in Marion, who goes to school in Marion, who works in Marion, and obviously shops in Marion, if you do all those other things, from Findlay. And I think, this would not have happened had a place like the annex not been available.
Yeah, they actually list different apartments, including the Harding Center, which I guess is the Harding Hotel. And that certainly would be convenient. I mean, it's a bit of a drive, but it...
Well, see, there's an interesting point. Now, before the annex was built, there was this idea that the Harding Hotel was going to be turned into dorms, or that certainly a portion of the apartments were going to be dorms.
Yeah.
Now, in theory, I don't know how convenient that was, because when they put the dorms up right across the street, they are so full that they are building more buildings now to house the students, and I don't know how many students live in the Harding Hotel, but I'm sure they're not at capacity because they're still advertising empty rooms. So I think it is convenience, and I think the sooner that we realize that, the better off we're going to be. When we say that the Harding Hotel is convenient for a college kid, like I think about this girl I ran into yesterday. She's from Findlay. Now, I don't even know if she has a car.
Yeah, that's 50 miles, and so it's not, it's doable, but it's a longer drive than most of Columbus.
And if you want to live at the Harding Hotel, that's great. And if you like downtown areas, and if you like living in a building that has a lot of history, I like the Harding Hotel. I've always liked the Harding Hotel. But as far as convenience with OSU and Marion Tech in area, I don't know about that. I really don't. If it's parking, if it's does every college student have a car? To drive, as you say, 15 miles would be 30 miles round trip every day, and if you've got breaks in between and work somewhere, I don't know if that is convenient.
Yeah, I'm still trying to find how many students go there. I mean, I don't see it on the website. The majors, I get criminology and biology. Any kind of a science would be of interest to me. So, it's good to see that biology is considered a prime major there. So. I think they've been selective as to what majors are available. I mean, OSU is anything and everything, obviously, if you want to go to Columbus. And that campus is just so big. I think OSU Marion is a good compromise. And again, I don't know as much about it as I should. I'm going to try to learn more about it. I think it's been an eye-opener, even you just mentioning it. So I think the people that have lived here for a while not really aware of the availabilities of OSU Marion. And, you know, location's pretty good, and Marion is small enough and car-friendly enough that if you go there, you can drive around and explore the city.
Well, we shall see what...
People continue to do that.
We shall see what happens in the future.
Okay, well, that's about all I had for you. I think it's some kind of a beer garden-type festival with street vendors and food trucks downtown, and, yeah, more integrating things with OSU Marion. So let's hear what our listeners have to say, as they always provide valuable opinions.
All right, thanks, Adam.
Well, have a good day, Scott.
Bye-bye. And don't forget, Glenn Coble's on when I'm done this morning, 10 a.m. till 12 noon, and then Adam, 2:10 till 3 p.m. Today here on the station, Swap Shop today, 12:15 till 1 p.m. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Now, see, I've done it again there. Now, people will take what I just said as negative, but it's just my opinion. I'm a nobody like everybody else, but, you know, when somebody says that the Harding Hotel is convenient for college students, I don't know. I mean, is that convenient? Does anybody think that's convenient? To me, my opinion is that it's not, because it is, what did Adam say, 15 miles? I don't know if it's quite 15 miles from the university to the Harding Hotel, but it's not as convenient as the annex, and there has to be a reason that they're building more areas out there. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, to me, I don't think anything with the alcohol, uptown or with a festival, sounds like a good idea.
Well, we do have the Popcorn Festival. Now, they have a beer garden for 3 days, and I'm sure that does go over big. I don't know if the fair...
It goes over big, but I bet you 90% of the trouble up there at Popcorn Festival's on account of that beer garden.
What do you think would help with downtown? Do you think it's where it needs to be? And if not, what needs to be done?
I don't really think we're ever going to bring downtown back, to what it used to be, or even close to Delaware. I think Delaware does so good because they have the college right downtown. That helps them. But, and also Delaware, Myers is way, away from, way outside of Delaware. And then Walmart, if you want to go to a Walmart, you actually got to get on 23 and go, so they don't have those big box stores, super convenient, to the area like we have Myers and Walmart and, Kohl's and all that stuff.
Well,
it'd be nice to find a way to bring, something back to downtown Marion, but I'm sorry. There's not much good that comes when alcohol's around, you can't sit down and have a conversation about politics or anything because a fight's going to start,
Well, it certainly is a valid point.
you know, there's, you know, the bars aren't as popular, you know, in town as what they once was, and I think that kind of helps on the violence, especially with the police having to be, you know, at these bars all the time at closing time. And why is the police there tomorrow at closing time? Because of problems. You know, if the alcohol, if the problems didn't follow the alcohol, the cops wouldn't be at the bars.
Yeah, well, it's an interesting point. Well, thank you for calling.
Yeah.
Again, the phone lines are open. If the phone lines are ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So keep on trying back in. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a call. We can discuss this. But again, I don't take the thing about the Harding Hotel as being a knock. I'm not knocking the Harding Hotel. I like the Harding Hotel. I like going into the Harding Hotel. But convenient for a dorm? I don't know. I need to go in to this annex. I need to find out who the owner is and see if I can get a tour of that place, because it is very, very popular. Very popular. I don't know how many rooms they have now over there, but they're certainly adding rooms all the time, and it has to be for need. I don't think the people who built that ever thought that it would be this popular. Does anybody know anything about the annex over there on, is it University Drive? I think University Drive, right across from the campus. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I've always felt that that needed to be highlighted a lot more than it ever was, and I don't know why we don't highlight it. I don't see it being brought up a lot. And the other question today, is there anything you see that would be of good good help to downtown Marion? Diagonal parking, 2 Street, Main Street, whatever. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, I just drove down Main Street, and they do have spray painted where it looks like they're going to make the parking, I don't know what you call it, slanted, which I think actually might be a good idea. It's, you know, there's that whole block there. It's the block between Center and Church, where Taste of Memphis is, Bears, the corner store. That might be really good to add just a little bit of parking there. So it'll be interesting to see how that affects things.
Now, I have not been down there very often. Is there a parking issue down there?
It's very limited. I mean, it's right alongside the street, and it looks to me like this would almost double the parking. It's going to take it down to 2 lanes, obviously, but I don't think that's an issue. You know, you don't see heavy traffic on that, really anywhere in Marion, but it'll be fun to see how that all works out. And as far as the Harding Hotel, I think the only time that would be considered a convenience is if you're a student from out of town. I mean, obviously, a 10-minute drive is better than an hour drive. But that, to me, would be the only time that would be considered convenient. And they're pricey. I don't know if students get a break in price as far as rent, but they're pretty expensive. They're beautiful apartments, but a little bit pricey, I think.
Well, you know, that's an interesting thing as well, is that, you know, we've had a lot of talk about the Harding Hotel, and I think it is an interesting place, because I am told, I've never been to the restaurant in there, but that it's doing well, and I'm also told that the apartments are very nice, and so on and so forth, but you know, we did have this incident where the wall was falling over, and we had these newspaper articles where the owner was saying, you know, that she could not get a loan to fix it, and it's confusing to me, because if the building was vacant, or the building, you know, maybe had 2 or 3 apartments rented and nothing else in there, well, I could see why there might be a money flow issue. But right. I don't understand if you're renting the apartments for a high cost, which you just said, and you do have people living there, and you're advertising yourself as college dorms, so I assume some college kids must live there, and you have a restaurant that by all accounts that I keep hearing is doing very well, you know, you're collecting rent from these people, I think. How can you not at least put some effort into fixing that area without asking for forgiveness on loans and grants or whatever they were, whatever that newspaper article said?
Especially an issue like they were having, I mean, bricks falling off the building where people could get injured, that to me would scream, let's hurry up and fix this. But yeah, I don't know what the story is behind that, but I mean, it was like that for, gosh, months and months and months.
Right, and I think that makes people angry, because I think they see the owners of these buildings downtown, and they see them saying how great things are and how well they're doing, and then they hear a story like that where I can't get a loan, and we have to close down a street for months to get the money to fix a wall. And I think people think, now wait, you know, it's people go, this doesn't sound right. There's something wrong here.
Maybe because it's considered an historic landmark, there's red tape to go through to get something repaired. I don't know, but it would be interesting to find out why, you know, it took so long. Don't know.
Well, and the thing about it is, I know the people who have this building downtown. We all do. It was in the newspaper. And the thing of it is that, you know, as far as I know, they're good people. I think they try their best. I think they have done very well, by all accounts, in downtown Marion. I know a lot of people like them. I have not had, you know, the times I've met them face-to-face have been very few. But I don't know them to be anything but good people. So why that happened, all I'm saying is perception was not good, I don't think, on that newspaper article and also the other articles that are written. You know what it's like? I'll tell you what it's like. It's like the auditor situation. You know, we had Ayers Ratliff on yesterday, and I don't know if you heard that interview.
I did, yes.
Yeah, but he came on, and he laid out several things that he felt the auditor was not doing correctly on top of the $1.28 million. Now, not too long ago in the newspaper, we read where the auditor, same auditor, was given an award.
Yes.
So, you know, do we just hand these awards out for, because I can't imagine, well, I just can't imagine that Ayers would come on the air and say all that stuff if it was all lies, because he could get in serious trouble for that. But yet, what is this, are awards just handed out? I don't understand it. This is why awards and boards are always suspect to me. And I'm not saying they're not good things, but if you look at a lot of boards in Marion, the same people sit on every board. And
yes.
And I don't understand that. And I also don't understand, awards are nice. I've been given some awards myself. But, you know, what is the merit of some of these awards that are given? Who's choosing this? And
why are we giving people awards for doing their job correctly?
Well, I don't know. See, when Ayers is talking about utility bills not being paid, I think that's probably not a good thing if it's true. Now, is it true?
Yeah, that's a little alarming, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I just, it's all a little funny to me, but I guess we'll see where it goes.
Yes, we will.
Thanks for calling.
Okay, have a good one.
Bye-bye. Again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944, 51 minutes past the hour. A lot of conversation here. And again, now these are all different conversations that we're having. We're talking about the auditor. We're talking about the Harding Hotel. We're talking about good and bad things in downtown Marion, the mall, the dorms out on Route 95. I don't know that these are criticisms. I'm just saying that when you read things in the newspaper or when you see things you hear things, you see things, you drive downtown, you do what you do, I think a lot of people are curious to these things. Give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Any thoughts on anything? Has anybody been in that annex over on University Drive? As I say, I still think that's an unsung hero here in the Marion area. So give us a call, 740-383-9944. And then we've got Glenn Coble today from 10 a.m. till 12 noon. I think Fred Malone is the guest today. And then we've got Swap Shop today, 12:10 to 1 p.m. And the Adam the Computer Guy show today, 2:10 to 3 p.m. Now, anything else? Well, anything going on in Marion, give us a buzz. Also, we do want to remind you that coming up here is the big drug take-back day. That is April 24th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., Ohio Health, Marion Medical Campus, 1050 Delaware Avenue. The blue entrance, items accepted, expired or unused medications, over-the-counter medicines, vaping pens with removable batteries, vaping pen cartridges, prescription drugs, pills, liquids, syringes. No questions asked. Safe, environmentally friendly disposal. Containers recycled with identity protected. That's this weekend, Drug Take Back Day, April 24th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Ohio Health Marion Medical Campus, 1050 Delaware Avenue, the blue entrance. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
Oh, go ahead.
And it doesn't have anything to do with what you're talking about.
Well, that's okay, because most things that I talk about don't have anything to do with what's going on anyway.
Well, and you guys do advertise that nothing's too small or big.
Nothing's too small or too big. You never know what's going to happen.
Well, this is pretty small, but do you know of any place in town that fixes lawnmowers?
Lawnmower repair. You know,
yes.
I tell you what, I know that there are a lot of local people who own lawnmower businesses that do that.
It just suddenly occurred to me that there are many places you could go and purchase a new lawnmower. Now, I thought there was some place behind 50 Drive through there on the corner of Jefferson and Center years ago. You always used to see lawnmowers out back behind there. And I don't know if they fixed them. Seems to me like maybe they did. But as far as right now, I don't know where you can just go get one. I don't want to just sell it out if it can be repaired. I could get a couple more summers out of it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, I was thinking, we have some spots at the top of the hour of some lawn care businesses. And I don't know if they would be able to do it. I've never broach that question with them.
But they might be able to point me in the right direction.
Yeah, I would think that they would know something about that business.
Well, sorry for interrupting your momentum. I know this didn't tie into what you was talking about.
Oh, no. Any question at any time.
Oh, well, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Toodles.
All right. Well, if anybody knows anything about lawnmower repair, we do have time here. Who can help our friend out there? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Do you know anything about lawnmower repair? Who can help our listener there? You know, I'm sure there are a lot of people who can work on those in town. And that's one of the things. What do you do now? Well, you can call Swap Shop today. 12:15 to 1 p.m., that's a good place for it, to see if you have a skill in that and would like to advertise it, or if you'd like to let our listener know that you do that, give us a buzz now, 740-383-9944, about 5 minutes left in the program, or any other topic on your mind this morning that you would like to talk about. We talked about downtown Marion, we talked about the Harding Hotel, we talked about the dorms on Route 95, we talked about entertainment in Marion, what kind of entertainment would be good for the city, county to bring people in, what is the future here? I guess where are we headed and where are we going? That's always an important question to ask yourself, because you have to look at where we've been to see where we're going. And something that is not talked about very often historically here is the fact. Now, you have to look at the 20th century of Marion, Ohio. In the 1920s, well, I'll get to this in a second. We'll tie a knot in this in just a moment. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, my suggestion is the Facebook group Marion, Ohio Buy, Sell, and Trade. The landlord informed me that he actually purchased a lawnmower, which may be used just south of downtown earlier this week. And you can purchase things, find repair people, all kinds of gently used stuff that's for sale. So that's one of my avenues. It's actually got at least as good as Craigslist.
I think our caller, though, said a few months ago that she had done away with Facebook.
Yeah, well, Facebook, you know, it's kind of like Microsoft. It's a monopoly, and there really is no competition for a lot of what they do. And so as much as we dislike it, and believe me, I certainly have my issues with Facebook, you have to kind of use it for some things. And, I mean, there is Craigslist. If you can probably do a search there for somebody. Of course, a referral is the best because you never quite know. I agree with you. Call one of our supporters, and I'm sure they've had mowers repaired. Or if they can't do a repair, then they're going to find someone who does. But there are places that do small engine repair, and we obviously rather go to a locally owned and operated business. So that's the best way. I mean, the Facebook is my usual method, but of course there are other avenues too. It just we're kind of limited due to the fact that they kind of have a stronghold on this type of networking and this type of finding businesses.
All right. Well, thanks for calling.
Yeah. Okay. Have a good day.
All right. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. Any thoughts on lawnmower repair? Maybe outside of the Facebook world. I know that's a world we live in now, but any ideas beyond that? Or any topics we've been discussing here this morning. 740-383-9944. If the phone line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so give us a buzz. Now, what I was saying before we had the call there was that what people have to remember also, Marion is in a very unique position in that in the 20th century, I'm not getting to this today. Remind me about this tomorrow, which is okay. Go ahead, caller.
She could also Google small engine repair or lawnmower repair in Marion, Ohio, and look through and see the reviews to find a place. That's what I had to do to find something for my Honda lawnmower.
Did you get it? Were they able to repair it? Or did you repair it yourself and just get the part?
No, I took it out to, to a shop. It was like $100 and some for the overhaul, but it was on Pulling Road or one of those out in the Ag Pro, I think was the name of it. But they do a good job, and you want something reputable.
That's for sure. Well, thanks for the info.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. All right, again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Got about a minute left here if there's anything you want to add to the conversation, but that's a good idea. Google small engine repair. That's certainly what these lawnmowers are, and it's getting to be that kind of time and season here. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. Again, Glenn Coble, 10 a.m. till 12 noon with Fred Malone today. History lesson, and then Swap Shop from 12:15 until 1 p.m. And then we have the Adam the Computer Guy show today from 2:10 until 3 p.m. All good programming on this particular station. 740-383-9944. Remember, we are streaming online, WWGH1071.com, and you can also download the TuneIn app, TuneIn app, absolutely free, and listen on any device, any time. Also, Drug Take Back Day, April 24th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., Ohio Health, Marion Medical Campus, 1050 Delaware Avenue at the Blue Entrance. It is anonymous, so that's kind of nice. All right, Remind me to tell my story about Marion's history tomorrow. We'll take this call, and then we'll tie a knot in it today. Go ahead, caller.
I have a number of a gentleman that repaired a mower for me first of last year season, I think. His name's Mr. Jones at 740-360-2017.
360-2017, Mr. Jones.
Yes.
And he was affordable?
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you.
Very kind. Thanks.
Thank you. Well, there you go. Our friend driving the bus around, you got the number. And I'm done. So if you want that number repeated, you're going to call in and ask Glenn. Because for this day, Glenn, you should have wrote it down. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
95, webpage, crtmechanicals.com.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Steve Whitaker from the Pastor Spot. We are on every Tuesday at 5:15 and replay again on Wednesday at 3:15. We take pertinent issues of the day going on and look at them in a biblical perspective. So we'd love to have you listen and just, you know, call in, just get a conversation going and have a great time on the show.
Pastor Steve Whitaker is the pastor at Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect, Ohio. Address 209 East Water Street. The Marion Towers Apartments are a supporter of WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Address 400 Delaware Avenue. Phone number 740-387-9050. Programs on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM are brought to you by Williams Grass Cutters. Telephone number 740-272-0062. Website williamsgrasscutters.com. Facebook page at Williams Grass Cutters. Email w.grasscutters@gmail.com.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest